why might a dog bite someone?
There are various different reasons why a dog may choose to use aggression, and it generally depends on how they've been bred, the experiences that they've had whilst they've been puppies, and then their lifetime experiences to date. So, for example, one of the reasons why a dog might bite is because it's fearful of a particular situation, for example, a loud noise or an unfamiliar person or an unfamiliar animal. But there's also the potential that there is an underlying medical condition, and it's actually a pain response, so they use aggression to keep someone away, for example, from touching an area that might be painful.
And what can owners do in this circumstance?
Well, we would encourage anyone who has got concerns about their dog's behaviour, and especially if they are using aggression in particular circumstances, to seek advice from their vet. What the vet will do is, first of all, check that there are any underlying medical issues, because that can sometimes cause the behaviour. And if the dog appears otherwise healthy, what they will then do is refer them to a clinical animal behaviourist. But what we'd also encourage people to do as well is that in that interim period where they're seeking help is also to get their dog introduced to a muzzle, and done so in a way that is very positive and very slow, so that their dog doesn't then pose risk to someone else. But we would always impress upon someone the importance of getting help to help their dog.
Of course, at the moment, children and dogs is a massive concern for the public. What should we be teaching children about dogs and safety around them?
For the case of children, they will often treat dogs like they are their friends, so they will use hugs and cuddles to basically show them how much that they love them. And for a dog, that can be really, really threatening. And for a dog to try and show a child that they find what they're doing fearful or frightening, they will often use their body language, and it's very difficult for children to understand and to recognise that. So what is absolutely key is that a child's never left alone in a room with a dog, even if it is your own dog. And if you are in the room with your dog, which you should be watching your child all of the time and the dog, and looking for signs that the dog might be a little bit uncomfortable.